Novelists may have a head start on an epic when they choose to write about the events of history. Reviewer Alan Chuse just finished reading Pride of Carthage by David Anthony Durham. It's about the great North African general Hannibal, the mind and life in battle of an ancient warrior.
Brown-faced and black-eyed and handsome. Hannibal is a man apart, as Durham describes him on the eve of his greatest campaign, a man who takes everything in with a silent stillness at his center that was neither joy nor contentment nor pride, but something for which he had no name. We follow Hannibal through battles across Roman-ruled Spain and across the Alps on his famous trek with elephants and a massive army all the way to the gates of Rome. And that's just three-quarters of the story. Durham's stage is broad and encompasses characters high and low, including several generations of Roman generals and politicians, North African kings and princes, foot soldiers and former slaves, and he works effects as broad as major battles and as intense and personal as the awkward correspondence between the great general and his illiterate wife back in Carthage. It took about 40 pages or so before I could feel at ease with the odd and unfamiliar setting of the Punic Wars, but fairly soon I was breathing in concert with Durham's many characters and immersed in his broad and measured scenes of war. As when the young Roman general Publius Scipio wades into the middle of the Battle of Cannae, in which Hannibal's smaller force slaughtered 60,000 Roman soldiers in the space of a few hours. As Durham tells it, Publius is taken by a vision of beauty, that of the splashes of blood on the Iberians' white tunics, every possible variety of swirl and slash, a million variations on red and brown and dark almost to black. He had a notion that he'd like to keep one of these tunics as a souvenir, a wall hanging to be viewed at leisure, a story to be read through close study. In David Anthony Durham's masterly rendering of antique Mediterranean history, that's exactly what we're given.
The book is Pride of Carthage by David Anthony Durham. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.